You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Orioles baseball today, Monday, April 25th, with O's reporter Brittany Giroli. Brittany, thank you for joining us. And before we take a look back at the week that was for the Birds, let's look ahead to tonight, this Monday night. Kevin Gausman makes his season debut for Baltimore against the Rays in Tampa Bay. Now, this comes after three starts in the minors as kind of a tune-up for him. How did he look to you in those three starts, and what kind of a pitch count or workload is he going to be under tonight?
Well, I wasn't at any of his rehab starts, but I think that they were pretty encouraged after his last outing that he was able to throw confidently. He didn't really feel like that shoulder tendonitis that put him on the disabled list to start the year was an issue anymore, and they're hoping that he'll be like any other pitcher. He'll go until he's in trouble, as long as Tampa will let him. So the reins are really off, and the Orioles could certainly use a good start here. Their rotation has really struggled to go deep in the game.
Yeah, they really have. I believe entering tonight, they're 27th in the majors in starters ERA, so they're hoping that a healthy and effective Kevin Gausman can help improve upon that number. And assuming no setbacks for Gausman, Brittany, and assuming he takes a turn every fifth day in the rotation, how would that? What kind of a domino effect would that create for the other guys in the rotation currently?
Well, it could certainly help them. I think that having a guy who they can count on, having Kevin Gausman take a step forward in his career would really help them. Giovanni Gallardo right now is on the disabled list, so anything they can do to cancel that out, to get that rotation going, would certainly be a positive.
In terms of a guy who might be an odd man out, we saw Mike Wright pitch yesterday, ran into some trouble in the middle to late innings, I believe. Would he kind of be that odd man out once Gallardo gets back and gets healthy, and assuming that Gausman takes his spot back in the rotation, or would it be somebody else perhaps?
It could be. I think it depends. You're talking about maybe a month away, so they'll probably have to look at what's going on there when it comes down to it. So I don't really like projecting that far in advance, but certainly he could be an option. You know, one of the younger guys, they're gonna need the guys that are in the rotation now to step up. And when Gallardo gets close, we'll kind of look at who's been performing and who's not.
And that's what it's going to boil down to for this pitching staff. And to that end, potential end at least, in other pitching news, the Birds have claimed right-hander David Hale off waivers from the Rockies earlier today on this Monday. And they've assigned him to their AAA club in Norfolk. He does have 20 starts under his belt in 3-plus seasons at the major league level, but the majority of his work has come in relief. Do you see him filling kind of a swingman role for this Baltimore club, assuming a major league call-up, or could they make him just a starter or just a reliever, do you think?
I don't know that much about him. I know in Norfolk he's going to start. They're down a starter in Norfolk. I'm not sure how he would project to come up here. Certainly anybody who has a starting background is definitely a candidate for the Orioles, especially given that they've had trouble in that rotation. But I just know that they like him. They were intrigued by him. And he fills a role. They really don't have a whole lot of depth down there in terms of the starting rotation, and that's what they're trying to build right now.
And it's all about depth, as we see so often. It's almost impossible to get through an entire major league season without somebody getting hurt, somebody going down with some ailment. You need those reinforcements at the AAA level, and a good pickup for the Birds here in getting David Hale. 3-plus seasons in Colorado. A bit of a slow start this season, but he definitely, as you said, Brittany, fills a need, and we'll see what his potential role could be moving forward in 2016. So, Brittany, you know, here it is, 17 games into the season. The Birds atop the AL East at 11-6 following that 7-0 start. And the numbers are really fascinating, the team stats for the Birds. They are second in the majors in team OPS. They're second in the majors in bullpen ERA. But in starters ERA, as I pointed out before, they are certainly not second. They're right now 27th in the major leagues. Now, if kind of looking forward, if these figures hold up over the course of an entire regular season, does this team believe it's going to be enough to make them a playoff team? Or, despite how good they've been at the plate, how good they've been at the bullpen, is that rotation enough of a red flag right now to where they know they have to fix this no matter how good they've been in those other two departments?
I think they know they have to fix it. They have to get better. When you look at how good they've been able to do despite their rotation, you just know that it's probably a matter of time before that bullpen becomes overworked and they run into a whole host of other problems. So I would say that I think as a team, they know that the offense and the bullpen are there for the most part, and they really need to address those starting rotation struggles, or they're going to have a hard time competing for the course of the season.
Yeah, that's a great point, that Buck Showalter does not want to burn out what has been a very strong bullpen, possibly the best bullpen in the major leagues right now. Talk about some of the guys in that bullpen. We know about Zach Britton in the ninth inning. He's been great. We know that the club threw a lot of money at Darren O'Day to retain him in the offseason. He's been good. How about some of the other guys in the mix right now that have made this Birds bullpen one of the best in baseball?
Yeah, well, Michael Givens has been really good for them. Second year guy who's really starting to establish himself a little bit more. So he's certainly somebody to watch. Brad Brock has done a real nice job for them as well in relief, and it's really been good to see. And they've got some options in terms of length right now. They have T.J. McFarland and Vance Worley. Of course, they're going to have to make a roster move today to correspond for Kevin Gausman. But really, it's been a very strong effort. I can't think of anybody out of that bullpen who's really struggled that's done a real nice job in passing that load around.
You know, I think that during spring training, you try to project the strengths and weaknesses of every team. And I think that Baltimore knew that they were going to have a good bullpen going into 2016. But has their performance exceeded even their biggest expectations of what they thought they were going to have during spring training?
Probably. And I think it's also too early to say what they're going to end up being in April. But certainly for the first 2 weeks of the season, they're pretty pleased with how they've been able to pitch out of that bullpen and how well everyone's been able to contribute. Dylan Bundy is another guy I failed to mention earlier, but has been a real big success story for them. I know he struggled a little bit in his outing yesterday, but overall been really encouraging for them to see, especially because he's out of minor league options and they can't send him to the minor leagues without exposing him to waivers.
And I know that Bundy at one time, a starting pitching prospect, but now is it kind of accepted that he's going to make this transition to being a bullpen guy, or is there still some hope that maybe if he puts it together as a middle relief option, he could still be one day an effective starter?
Yeah, that is what they hope, that one day he can be that starter. And he's gotten a lot of ups. He's pitched a lot of multiple innings already, so I certainly think it's something that they haven't ruled out.
Dylan Bundy, one of the guys in that bullpen mix. The Orioles, as I said, number two in the major leagues in bullpen ERA. But like you said, Brittany, we'll see if that holds up over the course of an entire 162-game schedule. Brittany, to begin to wrap up here, the Birds wrap up their six-game road trip, the first of three tonight in Tampa Bay against the Rays. They're going to face an 0-4 Chris Archer, who has given up hits and runs aplenty. They're going to face Archer a second time. After really teeing off on him just days into the regular season, the Birds hit, I believe, four homers off Archer back on April 8th. And of the three matchups in this series from an Orioles perspective or just rooting for the Orioles, is that the matchup that you're most looking forward to in this series?
Yeah, I think if you're an Orioles fan, probably. They've had some success against him, particularly some of the guys, Adam Jones, Chris Davis, Manny Machado. They hit four home runs the last time they faced him, and his ERA is over five in 10 career starts against the Orioles. So certainly a favorable matchup tonight with Archer and one that they're going to try to expose early.
Yeah, absolutely. Baltimore, arguably the best 1-9 offense in Major League Baseball this season, facing a guy who is really struggling. And Chris Archer, it could bode well for the Baltimore Orioles as they look for their 12th win in 18 games on the still young Major League Baseball season. We'll see how they do tonight at the Trop in Tampa Bay. Brittany Giroli, thank you so much for the time. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Baltimore Orioles.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.